Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Tim Gustafson wrote our reading, and he titled it Generation Now. Never trust anyone over 30, said young environmentalist Jack Weinberg in 1964. His comment stereotyped an entire generation, something Weinberg later regretted. Looking back, he said, "Something I said off the top of my head became completely distorted and misunderstood." Have you heard disparaging comments aimed at millennials, or vice versa? Ill thoughts directed from one generation toward another can cut both ways. Surely, there's a better way. Although he was an excellent king, Hezekiah showed a lack of concern for another generation. When, as a young man, Hezekiah was struck with a terminal illness, he cried out to God for his life. God gave him 15 more years. But when Hezekiah received the terrible news that his children would one day be taken captive, the royal tears were conspicuously absent. He thought, "Will there not be peace and security in my lifetime?" It may have been that Hezekiah didn't apply the passion he had for his own well-being to the next generation. God calls us to a love that dares to cross the lines dividing us. The older generation needs the fresh idealism and creativity of the younger, who in turn can benefit from the wisdom and experience of their predecessors. This is no time for snarky memes and slogans, but for thoughtful exchange of ideas. We're in this together. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 through 6, verses 16 and 17, and verse 19. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says, put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover." Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, "Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, "Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David." And picking up at verse 16, "Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. The time will surely come when everything in your palace will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord." And here's verse 19. "The word of the Lord you have spoken is good," Hezekiah replied. For he thought, "Will there not be peace and security in my lifetime?" Let's pray. Father, as your children, help us to view the world through your eyes of love, rather than being critical of other generations or cultures for the different ways they engage with the world. Help us to recognize their inherent value as those who have been put here with a God-given purpose. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.